I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Chaffetz County Sheriff's deputies responded to a head-on collision on Sunset Street, just north of the relief route in Roswell, around 6 p.m. Saturday. A male driver in one of the vehicles is suspected of DWI and was flown out with serious injuries. The female driver of another vehicle was transported for injuries, but were not life-threatening. That, according to a post on the Chaffetz County Sheriff's Facebook page. Carlsbad police are asking the public's help in the suspicious death of 21-year-old Xavier Ivada of Carlsbad. He was found dead in the early morning hours the day after Thanksgiving. Police were called out to a residence in the 2300 block of Legion Street. When they arrived, they found Ivada dead at that residence. Leads have gone cold. Anyone with information on this case are asked to call Carlsbad police. 31-year-old Julio Cesar Franco Sanchez of Lake Arthur, in a change of plea agreement for the 2019 stabbing death of his roommate, was sentenced between 10 and 15 years in prison. The agreement was approved by Judge Thomas Lilly of the 5th Judicial Court in Chaffetz County on Wednesday. One of the strongest earthquakes in Texas history struck Friday night in the northwest part of Midland, Texas, around 5:25 p.m. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, they reported that the earthquake was recorded at 5.4 on the Richter scale. The quake was felt throughout southern New Mexico and as far north as Albuquerque. There was no reported damage from the quake. Just over a month ago, an earthquake measuring at 5.3 was also felt here in the region and was centered in Toya, Texas. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.